What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, May 18th, end of the week here. Everybody's getting ready for a weekend. It's getting into summertime, unless you're in Great Britain. That's a different story entirely. And they're heading for the beaches and all that other stuff. But we have a lot of stuff to share with you today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Obviously, the big news today, not necessarily for the reason intended, is the initial public offering of Facebook. And it launched this morning. There was a little bit of a delay, and it launched to a great huzzah, huzzah. The opening price was $38. And some of the early pundit reports, I mean, they've been hammering this thing all week long. This will be big. This will be huge. It's spectacular. It's stupendous. And they were saying could go as high as $100 a share. Didn't even reach half of that. It did an early peak right out of the gate, and then it basically leveled right back off. And already the financial reporters are saying this is kind of lukewarm at best. It's a little bit of a fizzle. And a lot of money was being taken from other stocks to go in and get in on the Facebook bandwagon. In fact, Zynga, which is a related site to Facebook, they have a relationship between the two. They had to halt trading because everybody was dumping their Zynga stock to go on over and buy Facebook. And those people who bought in when it was up at that peak, they've already lost a lot of money. And these are people who want to get in on the action, on that big spin of the wheel. Buy in, sell high. They're not worried about dividends or all the rest of that stuff. And they ought to be, because there's a big problem out there. And basically stepping back and taking a sober look at the situation, the numbers just don't add up. Normally an investor who buys a share of stock wants to earn 5% on an investment, hopefully more. They all want to earn more than that, but 5% is historically kind of a reasonable return on your investment. So for Facebook, if it's supposed to be worth $104 billion, you need $5 billion a year of profit to return to your investors. Okay? And to justify the risk in a volatile market, you need to be pulling in $10 billion of profit every year forever, not just the first year that you're out and you're the going thing. Okay? But here's the problem. Facebook's revenue is $3.7 billion a year. That's the total revenue. And their profit is only $500 million. And Facebook is already the largest at doing what it does. It's saturated its own market. There is no place for it to grow. And I think in the coming weeks, we're going to see this thing kind of fizzle and bomb. It was a media manufactured pre-bubble, and it's already popped. Record time here. And there are some good aspects and bad aspects of that. One, this obvious overreach and failure is going to harm other internet companies with more wise, sober, prudent management who are considering their own IPOs. They're going to say, well, we can't do it this year. Everybody's still reeling from Facebook. So we're going to have to back off. On the other hand, you know, some of the online companies might get a nice dose of humility and humble that they are not silicon gods incarnate. I just had a go around with eBay. I normally love eBay, but one of their sellers offered a telescope at a really good price, and I bought it and committed to it, and then the seller changed their mind. And eBay's attitude is, well, as long as they give you back your money, you're okay. And no, it isn't. I don't want the money back. I wanted that telescope. And if you renege on payment for a product, eBay will come after you. There's a stern way. It's a contract. You must fulfill your contract. But it doesn't apply to sellers. So maybe eBay will learn a little bit of humility out of this as well. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking about what the media is talking about now that they don't have Facebook to wave at you anymore. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And what Facebook giveth, Facebook taketh away. And we know that from earlier in the week, the financial experts were kind of hoping that this IPO would get everybody all hot and bothered to get into the stock market. And the markets would end the week in the green. That does not look like it's going to happen. All three major indices in the U.S. are headed down into the red. And it looks like they're probably going to stay there, barring a miracle by the plunge protection team here. So obviously this is going to be a hot topic for the people over there at the G8 in that this Facebook didn't put a positive light on the stock market. That just increases the pressure on the financial centers that things aren't going very well. Now, when we talk about a fizzle on Facebook, it isn't that they're going to go away or crash or anything bad like that. They're going to make a lot of money out of this. There's no two ways about it. These people are going to get very, very, very insanely rich off of your chit-chatting with each other, okay? But because of all the media hype, the corporate media hype, all week long about what an amazing success this was going to be, and now it isn't, well, that, from the point of view of the corporate media, still trying to pretend that they can control and influence the American public, that's a failure. And they've already walked away from it. They've gone back to talking about Joe Biden's class warfare speech. They're doing more of these obviously orchestrated puff pieces about Sacha Cohen's movie, The Dictator. Does it offend Arabs? Heck yeah, it's what he wanted to do. And that's all paid and public relations stuff. It's not news. It's covert advertising. And they're back to waving the Zimmerman case around about, yes, there were injuries on both bodies indicating there was a fight. Yeah, we know there was a fight. And it wound up with somebody getting shot. But they're just trying to wave all this stuff around because they don't want to talk about the economy, which is bad and getting worse, and this obvious rush to war with Iran to kick off a major global conflict, which they can use to say, yeah, the economy's bad, but really it's all the fault of the war. We had nothing to do with it. We can't help it when there's a war out there. So they're down there at Camp David organizing this G8. And it's rather interesting to see the corporate media spin going on about the G8 conference with all these nations from Europe. And what we're hearing is, you know, this Eurozone's problems are starting to threaten the U.S. economy. Actually, no. It's the United States that threatened Europe's economy with the mortgage-backed security fraud. And the damage to the United States economy is already over and done with. We just haven't seen the effects yet. And it lies in those credit default swaps that were being sold all over the planet recklessly without any regulation whatsoever. There is one study that says the total exposure on the derivatives market is some $1.2 quadrillion. I'm glad we're not having to pay by the zero when we write these kind of numbers out. And this dwarfs the world's gross domestic product. The world's gross domestic product is around $60 trillion. And they're saying if the credit default swaps all collapse, This is a ridiculous situation. It's all imaginary debt, and it's all imaginary money, and it's gambling debts. And there's no way it can ever, ever, ever be paid off, and we might as well accept that now and start saying, okay, sorry, you guys blew it. We're going to have to shut you down. It's just gotten completely out of control, and they're over there in the G8, and Obama is pressuring Europe to somehow keep themselves solvent by looting their own people, to keep their banks solvent so those credit default swaps don't activate and drag down the United States with it. Well, there's no more money for the governments of Europe to take away from their people. And there's already rioting in the streets. There's nothing left to grab. There is no 11th marble. And it amazes me that none of these so-called world leaders, the best of the best, all collected together in this one Camp David, don't seem to grasp that or are simply unwilling to accept the reality. They can go on raising taxes and screaming austerity all they want. There is no more money out there among the general population. It's all piled up over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street and the other financial centers. It's piled, big, huge pile over the European Central Bank. And there's no more out there. And the debt is still growing because the banking system itself is designed to produce more debt than money. It is so obvious to anybody who is outside the system, not bought and paid for it, who retains their objectivity and understand what's going on. And all these world leaders at Camp David don't seem to get it. I thought I'd send a bag of just 10 marbles to the White House for Obama, you know, and he'd probably just give it to his kids to play with. He wouldn't get it. He can't get it. He doesn't understand. He doesn't have the smarts to understand. This system was set up to bamboozle the human population, and it has succeeded with 99.9999% of them. The people listening to this show being the obvious exception to that. Now, over in Chicago, the NATO conference is cranking up for the weekend. The official conference is Sunday and Monday. And the protests are already starting. Thousands are protesting. They're in the streets. They're kicking up a fuss. We don't know how many of them are agent provocateurs, but I imagine quite a few of them are going to be. Arrests are already being made. Black Hawk helicopters are in the skies over Chicago. Drones are in the skies over Chicago. Fighters in the skies over Chicago. I'm just waiting for two of them to slam together. Almost had a drone hit an airplane over Denver the other day. Apparently, one of the most popular commercially available security drones has a little tiny itty-bitty problem with its GPS software. And when it's doing what's called waypoint-to-waypoint navigation, it can kind of sort of decide to go off on its own little direction here, which is going to be very inconveniencing in a tightly congested terminal control area here. So anyway, when on Monday, we're going to have an on-air guest here. This is a good time to mention Stephen Lindemann, who's an author, a talk show radio host in his own right, and he lives in Chicago. He lives in one of the buildings where they were told they should think about getting out of town for the weekend. And he is staying in town in Chicago, and on Monday, at the height of the NATO conference, he's going to be joining us on the first hour of our show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's first hour on Monday. Please tune in. He's a very interesting gentleman, born in Boston, just like myself, so we get along just fine, and having a lot of fun talking to him earlier this morning. So we're going to have a good time with him on Monday. Alrighty, let's see. Moving right along here. As you're probably already aware, the Asian stock market took a major hit. Actually, the indicators are down pretty much all around the globe right now. And we keep hearing this push all from the G8, from Wall Street, that we need unrestrained stimulus coupled with draconian austerity. That's the new way of saying you must make do with less so we can have more. You've got to just do without any services, any benefits, any money. We need it to stimulate the economy back into prosperity. The only prosperity is with the money junkies because they're just printing up money and giving it to themselves, and it destroys the money you already have and work for. They're stealing you. They're robbing you with a printing press. They don't need a gun. They don't need a knife. They don't even need the little black mask. They just turn on the printing press and real purchasing power vanishes from your wallet and shows up in the pockets of the money junkies. It is open robbery against the entire country. And that's all it is. You must make do with less so we can have more here. All righty. Over in Europe, I mean, the signs are just piling up that it has reached as far as this little Ponzi scheme can go. And that's what all these private central banks are. They're pyramid schemes. Because the only way they can float along, because more money is always owed to the bank than is actually in existence, the only way the first loans get paid off is for new loans to be made and part of that money to be used to pay off the old loans. And as long as you have a growing population of borrowers, generation after generation after generation, the system will go on working. But when you run out of new borrowers, when you can't find that larger pool of borrowers to support the whole structure, it comes down. That's what's happening in Europe. That's what's happening here in the United States of America. European banks are having all their credit ratings downgraded in waves. By the way, apparently the government of Spain was in fact lying. Ooh, big shocker there. There were runs on some of the Spanish banks yesterday. They're probably going to be more starting again early next week. Costs of borrowing are skyrocketing for all of these governments in Europe because their banks are being downgraded. We're pulling our money out of the investment markets and putting into canned foods and shotguns here. More economic turmoil, more social turmoil over there in Greece. And basically it comes down to the fact the Greek people are standing up and saying, we did not make this debt. We will not pay it. It is a lie to claim that the people of a nation are automatically expected to pay all debts of a government that makes mistakes, that uses fraud and deception, that works together with the bankers to enrich themselves at the expense of the people. There is no reason for the people to pay those bills. We will pay taxes for good roads, good schools, good hospitals, good infrastructure, care and feeding of our people. But nobody is obligated to pay taxes on debts that were created through fraud and criminal behavior. Goldman Sachs and Papandreou being the classic example in Greece. Almost half the debt they're dealing with came out of this underhanded subterfuge that Papandreou engaged in to try and convince the European Central Bank that Greece's debt problem wasn't that bad. And Goldman Sachs made money, and Greece's debt was not only as bad as thought, it got worse. Why should the people of Greece pay for that? I don't think they should. They don't think they should. And therein is the reason this is all going to come apart. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, is that an appropriate piece of bump music looking at what's going on here. Finishing up here with Greece, basically the leader of the Syriza party, which rode the recent elections into government in Greece and will probably enjoy an even wider margin in the new elections coming up because they could not form a coalition. Basically said the reason they're standing firm on their anti-austerity position is that the suggested plans of the European Central Bank and the IMF amount to the destruction of Greek society. They just want to turn the entire place into just this plot of ground with a bunch of naked people starving to death on it and every bit of wealth just being strip mined right out of the ground. Rent out the Parthenon as a bordello or something like that. And they don't want to do that. They want their country preserved against the raging hordes, the rampaging hordes, the invading hordes of looters and pillagers who are coming across their borders not with swords and shields and spears, but with Mont Blanc pens and lawyers. And they're running around saying, I have this piece of paper that says, I own you and everything you will ever produce for the rest of your life. which sounds an awful lot like the clergy back in the Middle Ages, running around with their parchment saying, this says I own and control you, and everything that you produce will be my property for the rest of your life. See, it's all based on belief. None of this stuff that the ECB or the IMF or the Fed are talking about is a law of physics or science. It's just made up rules. It's based on faith. It's a religion, the religion of compound interest. And they're trying to rule you with this religion of compound interest. And it works only as long as you believe it is real. In the Middle Ages, people believed rule by divine right was real. That was the real world. The child molester in the funny-looking robes would say, God says you must invade these other people and bring back their wealth to me. And everybody would say, oh, I guess I have to. You know, rule by divine right. We got to do what the guy who says he's talking for the imaginary guy in the cloud says. And then we outgrew that. We evolved as a civilization to understand that rule by divine right, it's just a hoax. It's primitive belief systems. It's tribal behavior. It's monkey behavior is what it is. Then we have the other one, rule by chattel ownership of your body. This piece of paper says, I own your physical person. Therefore, you must do what I say. So, you know, haul that rock up to the top of that temple and for me and invade this country and bring back their wealth to me. People would say, all right, he's got a piece of paper, says he owns my body. I guess I got to do what he tells me to. But we evolved past that as a civilization. We outgrew it, and we understand that slavery, chattel ownership of your body, is just another one of these hoaxes used to trick us into obedience. And the same thing is true of this rule by debt. It's just the latest in a long series of contrived hoaxes and belief systems to get us to do what the rulers want us to do. And it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right. But it's starting to come apart, and we have to start seriously accepting that it's coming apart, as well as to seriously consider what kind of a world we wish to bring into being on the far side of the dark times that are at hand here. Even Paul Krugman is saying, we're at the edge of the apocalypse financially. The euro could come apart with stunning speed before the end of the year. This is not some abstraction about, oh, it may happen way off down, blah, blah, blah. No, it's happening now. We can see the fractures in the foundations. It could all come apart as rapidly as, well, the Soviet Union did. And it will not be confined to just Europe because of all those credit default swaps. Now, euro officials announced and then immediately retracted and denied they're already planning for what they're going to do when Greece leaves the European Union and the euro. And I'm sure that's a topic of much discussion at the G8. Obama's going to be saying, you keep Greece in line. You put the chains on them. Because if you can't keep the Greek people chained down and obedient and surrendering their money, then Wall Street banks start coming apart. And I'm going to have to ask the American people for another bailout for Wall Street in the middle of an election year. And, you know, that's going to cost me a couple of votes. They're still trying to find that 11th marble. Not going to happen. All righty. So moving right along here. Let's see. Hit by downgrades. Now, interestingly enough, not too long ago, Spain was complaining that some of their economic woes seem to be coming from sectors other than the usual investment, cost of borrowing, depositors, labor, all that other stuff. And they started talking about what they called debt attacks, that somebody was gaming the Spanish economy covertly through the electronic funds transferring system. Do you remember when the mortgage-backed security fraud first hit? And here in the United States of America, over the international electronic funds transfer system, there was a run on the American banks that seemed to send a warning message from the rest of the world to the U.S., you clear up this mess or we'll take you down. Looks like somebody tried to do it to Spain as well. And this is worth another look at in light of the underhanded Goldman Sachs dealings that destroyed Greece. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're back to waving George Zimmerman. And they're hard-selling. Oh, he was really innocent. That Trayvon Martin had it coming to him. He had marijuana. He was wearing a hoodie. He was, you know, they're pushing as hard on George Zimmerman as they were on Facebook only a couple of days ago. And looking at how well that worked out, I'm not sure they're doing Zimmerman any favors here. But they're looking for something that they can report on that isn't the economy and isn't the wars. And I'll tell you something that's breaking right now that is probably the reason why the American corporate media is going to be waving Zimmerman and fluff and tabloid stuff at you all the rest of this day until they do the really bad news dump at the end of the day. Apparently, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has suggested to the Greek government that they put a referendum on staying with the euro on the ballot for next month's national elections. Remember, Greece has to do another election because their last election produced a hung parliament. They couldn't form a coalition government. And the idea of a technocrat government really didn't fly either because everybody knew that was never going to work. Everybody'd be fighting with each other. And the anti-austerity people, they've got a slim majority. It's probably going to get larger. And if they put the euro on the ballot for a public referendum, then it is gone. And Merkel's just looking for a way to just put the blame. Oh, Greece left us. We didn't kick them out. We had nothing to do with it. It was all Greece's idea. And that's fine and dandy. But this is going to send shockwaves through the financial system, because it is the beginning of the end of the European Union, at least financially. And it was kind of a reckless idea. When you hear all this talk about globalism and North American Union and European Union, and if you look at what they actually did with the European Union, they united it economically, but never politically, which tells you right there and then that the push for globalism was always about the money and controlling the banking and imposing private central bank as a world model. And they don't care what else you're doing. What was it that one of the Rothschilds is famous for, a quote, "Let me control the money supply and I don't care who's making the laws." The European Union was the embodiment of that very idea. They linked it together economically under a private central bank loaning the public currency at interest, and then told the civil governments, you can just go on doing whatever you want to do. We don't care. We got you by the pocketbook. So that's what's going on here. Let's see. We're going to go to the phone lines. Chris in Tennessee. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I remember when the euro was formed a couple of years back, and at that time, the information that I was seeing was there was a lot of forgery that they could have done with the euro. But the one thing that interested me was they were trying to get England to bring their pound in with the euro, and England said, no, we don't want nothing to do with it. So I'm kind of saying that if England was also involved with this euro right now, it would definitely be a mess. And also, we heard such great things about the euro when it came out, how it was raising against the dollar, and how well, and it was all a big fraud.
Yeah, it really was. And of course, I remember back in 1963 and 64 when they were taking the silver out of our money and giving us these copper-clad slugs, and the news was saying, this is great, this is real money, this is going to be fine, it's going to allow us all to be richer. And of course, that was a fraud as well. Fraud and deception is how governments and bankers, and for that matter the clergy, rule us all. And we need to understand that. And once we accept that that's the reality of life in this age, a lot of stuff becomes really easy to understand and very, very obvious how that they're doing it.
Mike, that's all I had. You have a great weekend, and thank you for the time, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a good weekend. I don't know about where you are, but it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous weekend here in Hawaii. Down in the Honduras, apparently they're rioting down there. The Hondurans are attacking government buildings, mostly related to the U.S., and they're saying they want the United States to leave. Apparently, the U.S. DEA has once again gunned down innocent civilians in this so-called war on drugs. It's actually the war on the competition's drugs. But there have been, there was another one in the Dominican Republic where the DEA goes out with all these military helicopters, and they're basically treating the people in these South American countries the way the drones are treating the Pakistani and the Afghani. They just blow up a bunch of people and say, well, we think we got one of the ones that we wanted to get, and we're sorry about all the others. Back here in the United States of America, things are looking very tight. Philadelphia's school district is planning to close one quarter of its school buildings, one-fourth, 25%, because they have run out of money to fund the education of our children. This in the nation where the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, just voted almost unanimously, only two opposed, to send hundreds of millions of dollars to Israel, over and above the tithing that is already built into our government structure. Hundreds of millions of dollars for Iron Dome and David's Sling, and we're going to have all this really cool stuff, and we're sorry we can't educate your kid anymore, but, you know, government is choosing, government is prioritizing, and Israel's just always, by default, going to be more important than you pesky Americans. Just shut up and pay your taxes and stop complaining, or the terrorists will win. Now, we're continuing to see the repercussions J.P. Morgan Chase debacle, where they're trying to basically spin their speculative gambling as hedging. They're already having to admit that The $2 billion they admitted losing was $3 billion. Other experts on the street are saying it's $5 billion, at least could be as high as $20 billion. And they're, again, arrived at by breaking the rules. Broke the rules, did a high-stakes gamble, and lost. And at some point down the road, we'll dump it on the American people. Meanwhile, do you remember that foreclosure fraud settlement that Obama literally shoved down the throats of everybody? Let me back up here and give you a little bit of a reprise. We have this mortgage-backed security fraud situation back in 2007, 2008, where Wall Street was set free from Glass-Steagall in 1999, and they started forming these conglomerates between depositor banks and private investment groups, and they started basically getting very, very reckless with depositor money. So far, so good. So they were always looking for new financial products to invest in. And somebody came up with this idea. We'll take all these home mortgages, thousands and thousands of home mortgages, and we'll bundle them together into a single block, and we'll sell them as an investment device. And they were very popular, so popular that people were grabbing mortgages that weren't very good to put in there. The ratings agencies were being paid to say these are really good investments, so that's what they did. They said they're AAA investments. Bear Stearns was caught pledging the same mortgages over and over and over again into multiple investment vehicles. That's called felony fraud, for which nobody was ever arrested. There, and when it all started coming apart, it led to the abuses of foreclosures, because the banks, in order to save themselves from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, needed assets on their balance sheets. Not just that little monthly payment you're making. That's worthless to a banker. They needed all the houses. And so they started shortcutting the foreclosure process, and there was the mortgage electronic registration system, and there was phony notaries, and there was fraudulent document creations. Literally go out on the internet and order fraudulent documents to go through the foreclosure process, foreclosure mills, robo-signing, all that stuff going on, all of which was felony fraud and should have put these people in prison. So Obama comes out and he's following a policy set in 2008 by his predecessor, that we cannot allow Wall Street to be investigated and shamed by their criminal activity because it will damage international trust in the American banking system, like there actually was any. And so as all 50 states start cranking up their own investigations into criminal actions by banks and mortgage companies in their own state, Obama basically steps in and says, no, we're going to do one national settlement that will take care of it all. And literally sent Geithner up to New York to literally browbeat and threaten New York's attorney general not to investigate anybody on Wall Street. And a couple of states were fighting it, but eventually all 50 states signed on to this whole deal. And the idea was nobody goes to jail, nobody gets investigated, we'll fine them a wrist slap amount of money, and then we'll take that money and we'll divide it up among the states. And you will use that money to help the homeowners whose homes were wrongfully taken from them. Let me back up and repeat that to you one more time. The fines that were paid into Obama's fraudulent mortgage settlement, the foreclosure gate settlement, was supposed to be spent to help those homeowners whose homes had been wrongfully taken from them by fraudulent foreclosure practices. Okay? Well, if you thought they were going to use the money for that, you are wrong, because several states, many states, most recently Arizona, have taken the foreclosure settlement funds and put them into their state budget to cover some of the shortfalls. So these homeowners who lost their homes to fraud are not getting any help at all. They are out their homes to a criminal action that the federal government is never going to prosecute. And the money that was supposed to go to help them, which was supposed to basically buy their agreement to go along with this settlement, they're not going to see a penny of it. It's going to go into the police department so they can buy more armored tanks to patrol the streets with. And this is happening all the way across the country. The foreclosure settlement money, that little bit of wrist slap cash, Wall Street took $100 trillion from the American people, and they paid back, you know, $1 billion, maybe, not even that. And that was supposed to help the homeowners who had been victimized by the robo-signing. Remember, people lost their homes who were up to date on their mortgages. People lost homes, didn't even have a mortgage on them because of all of this abuse. Their homes got taken, given to the banks to keep the balance sheets propped up, and the money that was supposed to compensate them for the loss of their homes gone into the state budgets. Why are the state budgets in problems or in trouble to where they're desperate enough to steal from their own people? Well, it's simple. They've all been making up their state budgets based on the official 8 to 9% unemployment rate. Okay? Because they don't want to dare stand up to the federal government and say, you're lying about the true jobless rate. It's actually 40%. So they do the politically correct thing and they make a state budget expecting an 8 to 9% unemployment rate, which drastically overstates expected tax revenues. The tax revenues don't come in. They've spent the money. Oh, they're out to either pillaging their own people. They're literally grabbing the money that was supposed to help people victimized by Wall Street, trying to cover up the shortfalls in their own budget. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Hewlett-Packard, not that I'm a big fan of them ever since the original Mr. Hewlett and Mr. Packard left the shop. We almost lost our company on Hewlett-Packard. When we started on my animation shop back here in 2001. Way back then. A little more than 10 years ago, we bought all Hewlett-Packard computer equipment because I had this great little calculator that I had for 20 years, the HP41C. I love that thing. It finally died about 3 months ago. I gave it proper and honorable burial because it was a durable, reliable piece of product. And I said, great, let's go back to Hewlett-Packard and buy more of the same thing. Unfortunately, Hewlett-Packard had changed management. They were making their products in places like Hungary, which is not exactly known as a hotbed of high-tech development. And the failure rate was so high, we almost went out of business that first year. And I will not buy anything from Hewlett-Packard ever, 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 ever again. All righty, let's see, moving right along. So Hewlett-Packard is going to be eliminating up to 30,000 jobs. They're blaming it on smartphones and tablets and saying people don't want real computers any longer. Actually, everybody I know who's got a smartphone or a tablet, they've got a real computer to go with it. It's because Hewlett-Packard forgot that you're supposed to make a quality product. That's what made Hewlett-Packard famous, was quality, reliable, durable products. And when they started going down the planned obsolescence route with a vengeance, they lost their customer base. They certainly lost me. And now they're paying the price for it. The U.S. Post Office is considering, they have decided. They're moving forward with a $2.1 billion cost savings plan. They're going to let 28,000 people go. So it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Chucky Schumer is still out there with his little law that he's trying to pass, the expatriate law, to keep people who've left the United States from America. Yes, you will go on paying taxes for the rest of your life because we own your body. You are ours. All your cash are belong to us. And apparently one of the provisions of this expatriate act is that if you are somebody who used to be a U.S. citizen and you renounce your citizenship and you still owe money to the U.S. government, they will not allow you back into the United States. Like, why would anybody ever come back once they're out? That's like somebody escaping from East Germany to West Germany and then he says, yeah, I think I'll go back to East Germany for a visit. Schumer's, he's clueless on this one. I think he's grandstanding. He's not going to get this law. He's just grandstanding. He's trying to get his share of media attention right now. Now, over in Great Britain, kind of an interesting story where the UK government staffers who have access to this equipment that allows them to peek into people's lives have been caught snooping on citizen data. You know, big shock there. But apparently, it's like epidemic. It's epidemic. They've got the means to read your email, and apparently now police have a device where they can go to the cloud and just instantly get whatever's on your tablet or your smartphone because it's always syncing with the cloud. And they've got this gizmo that will simply read your information off the cloud without a warrant. You don't even know it's being done. They're just peeking at what you're looking at. And they're doing it here. And I was reading this story, and it reminded me of this episode from the original Outer Limits TV series. We're talking back in 1963. Yes, you got to be an old guy like me. But this was back when TV would actually have really good writers who would write scripts that would challenge your thoughts and challenge your belief. It was the heyday of the original Star Trek, you know, before TV got really politically correct in the last 10 years, and now everything's a rehash of everything else that tries as hard as they can to never offend anybody. But back in 1963, we had The Outer Limits. It was a groundbreaking show. It was as revolutionary in terms of its cultural impact as Twilight Zone. And in the first season, one of the first episodes, I think it was episode 6 or 7, I don't remember which which one it was, because it's been a while. There was an episode called OBIT, spelled O-B-I-T, with periods. And it was about this research lab that had a top-secret machine that allowed the security people to literally see into the minds of the staff at the research center so they could find out what they were thinking, if they were happy, if they were unhappy. And the show focused on the demoralizing effects such social surveillance had on the people. Now, ultimately, it turned out to be a plot by an alien race to demoralize the human race in order to make an invasion very much easier. But there were a couple of moments in the show that really, I think, showed the quality of writing that we had in TV back in this country back then. We have to take a break for commercials here because I don't want to rush this story. When we come back, I'm going to give you a couple of quotes and examples out of this show and why we linked it to the top of the website. It's worth watching this thing, okay, to understand what's going on in our culture today. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of surveillance, we just got buzzed by a military helicopter that, you know, probably the birds sitting on the top of our roof had to duck as it came over. That's how low it was. All righty, getting back to this Outer Limits episode, Obit, from the first season, and I'm reading the story about how these British government people are just spying on everybody that their machines will reach into without regard. They're just out there just playing with this stuff. And anyway, the story in this Outer Limits episode is because there is a death on this lab, and this story comes out about how there's this secret machine that's peeking into people's brains and spying on them everywhere. And so there's a hearing by a United States senator saying, where did this come from? Who's doing this? It basically violates the founding principles of our nation. And so one of the operators is explaining why they're just constantly watching people, and he says it's an addiction when you can look into people's private lives. I guess it's the reason we have all these Real Housewife TV shows or something. They don't make any sense to me, but obviously somebody's watching them. So this operator of this machine is saying, you can't not look. It's an addiction. It's an addiction to this thing. And so I think people who work in government who are given the authority to peek into your email or see you naked or grab your crotch or whatever, they get addicted to that sense of power or just that sense of being able to intrude on you with impunity. So anyway, at the very end of the show, it turns out that one of the guys who's working at the lab who helped create this machine is actually an alien from another world. This is Outer Limits. And at the point where he's exposed to the Senate hearing, he stands up and he says, and this is a quote from the show, "The machines are everywhere. Oh, you'll find them all. You're a zealous people. And you'll make a great show of smashing a few of them. But for every one you destroy, hundreds of others will be built, and they will demoralize you, break your spirits, create such rifts and tensions in your society that no one will be able to repair them." Actually sounds an awful lot like those TSA naked scanners at the airport, doesn't it? Anyway, I did link the entire episode. It's on YouTube with advertising. So you can go and watch it. And for young people who don't understand the cultural and intellectual desert that American television has become in the last couple of decades, I suggest you go back and look at some of those old Outer Limits episodes and see the kind of thought-provoking scripts that we actually came to expect in American television that made American television great around the world. Everybody was broadcasting our shows, and now it's just the Real Housewives of New Jersey kind of stuff here. Sort of reminds me of that speech that Edward R. Murrow made, and I'm going from memory, so I'm probably going to botch it, but he says, "This instrument can teach, this instrument can inform, and it can even inspire, but only to the lengths that we humans are determined to make it so. And if we fail to do that, then it simply wires and lights in a box." And he was talking about television, could also have been talking about computers and the alternative media. This technology that we have in our hands right now, it can teach, it can inspire, it can inform, but only to the extent that we are determined to use it for those ends. And I remember these episodes of Outer Limits, and they just touched on so many topics that are germane today that the government in Hollywood don't want you thinking about anymore. That's why Outer Limits was sort of shoved off into one side. We'll be right back after these words from station identification, as a matter of fact.